Hi, everybody, and you're with Haley King on That's Good Podcast. Hi, everybody, we are going to talk about this year we're having Operation Christmas Child, and our church at New Life in Oklahoma, Stillwell, Oklahoma, we are doing Operation Christmas Child, and my family does it every year, and this year we done a boy about 10 to 14 years of age. And we did one box this year. We used to do two. But we're going to talk about this topic today. And right now, I'm going to show you a video, or you might want to listen to it. I can't really show you it on the podcast. But here it is.
Shoebox, we want to tell a child that God loves you and He has created you.
Jesus loves you.
We've been able to touch the lives of children all over the world to give them a gift and do it in Jesus' name.
Through a very small thing, God is touching the world.
For the rest of their lives, they remember that box.
So many children in the world have no hope, and a simple box gives them that hope.
From the shoebox to the greatest journey, this is the Great Commission.
Whoa, that was a great, great video. This year of Operation Christmas Child in 2018, our box just got sent, and we don't know where it's going, but I pray that, I'm praying for the child right now and all the children that are receiving these boxes, because like they said, these boxes gives them hope and knows that there's somebody out there anywhere that really cares about them and knows that they really care, that they want to give them a box of stuff that they have in there. Like, for instance, we did a boy, like I said, and we put in our box was a journal, and my mom got like three of them and just put them in there with little toy cars, and then we put baseballs in there. We put a lot of stuff in there, and this year I did not get to put a personal note or letter in there like I wanted to, but next year I'm going to do that. This year, past years, we did that. And Operation Christmas Child has been a family tradition every year that we did, and I'm so glad that I get to touch somebody's heart with these gifts that I give them. But, again, Operation Christmas Child, let me show you, okay, this year, they have sent 19,000 shoe boxes to, different countries, but their goal was 19,000, and it got 19,000. And they probably got more than that, too. And, okay, I am scrolling down here. Sorry, I'm on my computer, too. as I talk to you, I'm gonna also look at some stuff. This also said, should we participate in Operation Christmas Child? Yes, you should participate in Operation Christmas Child, because it'll give you an opportunity to touch somebody's heart this year, a little kid's heart this year, and it goes all the way to 14 years of age, and I think 14 years of age. And, let's see. Let list. Operation Christmas Child is a really good thing to get involved in. I'm going to show you another video, or you're going to listen to another video, right here.
Well, my name is Dania. I am originally from the Middle East. I came to the United States in 2010 as a refugee, escaping the war and the persecution. As a child, I learned so much from my parents and from their faith. I've seen them stand in the front of death threat and persecution just for the name of Jesus. The house that we lived in was an empty house. We used to sit on the floor. We had no TV. I was a child and I didn't have anything to entertain me. Neither my parents did. They had nothing to entertain us, no TV, no radio. So this is the time where my parents said, okay, let's all gather together and let's pray for God to send us a radio. And that's what we did. We just gathered together and we prayed for a radio for some period of time and we waited for it. One day, as I was a child, we went to church. We entered the room and there were huge brown boxes filled with shoe boxes inside them. And the Sunday school teacher kept calling name after name until my name finally was called. But I went slowly and my heart was beating so fast. So I got my shoebox and I waited until we got home. My mom, my dad, my brother, and I, we all sat together to open our shoeboxes. And I opened the shoebox. It was full of everything that a five-year-old child would imagine. I've never had ever in my life received something that's that new. And it was actually the first gift that I've ever received. So as we were opening it, all of these things were beautiful. But there was something else in that box. There was another box in it. As we took the box out, we were so shocked. We never believed our eyes. It was something that people would think it's impossible. And inside that box, there was a radio. My parents looked at us and they said, God can do everything, including answering prayers through a shoebox out of million shoeboxes that are sent specifically to our family. And he knew exactly what we needed. This taught me that God truly answers prayers in a way that we don't expect, and he always answered prayers. It makes me really sad that I wasn't able to take any shoebox item with me when I moved, but my family and I had to leave because of persecution. I just want to thank all of you who are being part of this great ministry and packing shoeboxes, because look at my life. Just a simple shoebox impacted my life and my family's life along the way. Don't ever estimate the power of prayer, because God answers, and it's beautiful when he answers through you and through the shoebox and the work that you're doing through Samaritan Purse and Operation Christmas Child.
Whoa, that was awesome that she got to share her story with a lot of people and tell her story about when she received a box and they prayed for a radio. And the funniest thing was they got a radio in her box and she was so surprised and grateful for it. Okay. Okay. So now you're like, how can I get involved with Operation Christmas Child? You can go online, watch some videos, and this year their deadline is it's in 11 days, November 12th through the 19th. That's when you got to get your shoeboxes in at that time. You go online, you type Samaritan's Purse, or you could type in Operation Christmas Child, and you could get involved like that. And please consider this, because you could really touch a child's heart this year. So I hope you guys have a great day. And have a great day. Sorry.